There's many places on Earth where you see these rippling effects of the Earth's mantle. And the Earth didn't do this by itself. It didn't just kind of kick up one day and say, I'm going to make some ripples here. A very good example is a place I visited. It's called Isle Royal. It's out in Lake Superior. And it's about a 50-mile-long island. And when you look vertically down from above, it is literally the layers of crust of the Earth thrown vertically upwards. And off the sheer side of Isle Royal, it goes down to one of the deepest chasms on Earth. They have not been able to sound the bottom of it.
If this Planet X thing is real and it has entered into the solar system and people have, at least NASA has seen this thing, maybe they just don't want to say anything because maybe they know that it's a very big thing and it's going to cause some very catastrophic events to happen on the Earth.
Mm-hmm. But you know, the other thing is they might be wrong in where it's going to come or something like that. Mm-hmm. And even with some minimal amount of preparation, more people would survive. And I don't think that we're that bad off that we'd all run around and chop each other's heads off, or steal each other's refrigerators or TVs. I think it would possibly be a wake-up call that everybody has to work together. Not all of us are going to survive, but let's at least make a chop at this.
Jim, in the latest book, Planet X Comets and Earth Changes, Surviving Planet X Passage, Atlantis to Tesla and the Colburn Bible, the Colburn Connection, but it's from the Colburn Bible. Do you remember when you read that, did it give any warnings or comparison to what we are now experiencing with our sun is going bananas? And all the other things happening?
Yeah, it really does. And the conditions starting to lead up to big events mm-hmm. are very clear. And one is definitely dealing with the sun.
Yeah.
And they talk in somewhat figurative terms, of course. But it's very clear that the type of thing we're seeing and, over the past number of years is typical of the type of thing they saw in ancient times. And they obviously are talking about things in the heavens.
Yeah, right. And I know you probably don't have it in front of you, but do you remember any specific instances that it talked about?
The big part is when the sky monsters, or they have different terms for them, start warring in the sky, and these are the comets, the big comets. And as I've always said, there were many of them in the sky at one time. There wasn't just one. But anyway, they sometimes became one as they were moving around the solar system. And you could actually see this or imagine this if two big comets somehow got near each other or their orbits somehow aligned, all of a sudden they would become one giant kind of wrestling comet. You would see this big exchange. Some people, for example, that saw Hale Bob, it looked like what we would call a big comet in the sky. But if we were very close to that comet, it would have stretched from one side of the sky to the other. And we would have seen a lot more activity in that comet.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's the kind of thing that they talk about.
Yeah.